Definition of vigilante. A member of a self-appointed group of citizens who undertake law enforcement in their community without legal authority, typically because the legal agencies are thought to be inadequate. My addition to that definition, C. Kyle Rittenhouse. Because there's no age restriction on being a vigilante. But if you're a vigilante with a false sense of duty or lack of focus, responsibility, or guidance, well, here's what could be the result of all those absences. Count one, first-degree reckless homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. Count two, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon. Count three, first-degree intentional homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. Count four, attempt first-degree intentional homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. Count five, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon. Count six, possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. That last one, by the way, the lack of understanding of that is leading to a lot of confusion about all the rest, because people are seeing, as I've come to call him, if you've been on our Facebook page, the toy soldier. Well, he was there with his Second Amendment rights, just like everyone else there was, as part of the militia that showed up and was gathered through a Facebook group, which no longer exists, by the way. Well, at least in Wisconsin, you have to be 18 or over to openly carry a gun. And Rittenhouse, as you probably know, hopefully know by now, is 17 years old. And in this case, close doesn't count. Other people are saying self-defense. That's what Rittenhouse was, and that's what his lawyer is claiming too, that he has a right to do. That's something the three people he shot killing to did not have the ability to do so. And armed with a skateboard doesn't cut it, by the way. In fact, if you look at the video objectively, that person was trying to disarm Rittenhouse by taking a swing at him with the skateboard. What was the other one that the other person that Rittenhouse shot with? Oh yeah, he threw a bag of water at the kid. Certainly a reason to shoot and kill somebody. And the person with the skateboard, how does that person know what they're seeing is all about? So how would you react? You see someone walking down the street, openly carry a long-armed rifle. You're going to do something. I mean, you could call the police, but all they were doing standing at the end of the street, not doing anything in response to all this. The other buffer that people defending Rittenhouse are using is that he shot people who had criminal records. So if you have a criminal record that bans you from trying to stop someone who is now racked up at least at this point, on his way to a criminal record. Praise for Rittenhouse is including the claim that he was an EMT and he was there to help people. How do we know this? On the video, he said he's an EMT. Well, the fact, he isn't. The kid was a member of his local EMTs. They call it the Explorer Group, but he didn't even finish that training. He bailed on that before it was over and done with. When you look at the complete picture of Kenosha, notice where Trump and quite a few other GOPers are reluctant or even refusing to condemn all the violence. They're being selective in their condemnation. The president actually compared the police who shot Jacob Blake in the back seven times with a golfer choking on a putt. But if you're a Trump supporter, you can do no wrong. I mean no wrong. Remember those white power riots in Charlottesville? Quite a while ago now. And there was the counter-protest going on. Remember those? That's where Trump said there were good people on both sides. Well, reality, if it takes you longer than 15 seconds to condemn violence, then you don't truly condemn that violence. I often wonder, too, if given the opportunity, would the president pardon the little toy soldier Rittenhouse if he's convicted? Well, if it was before the election, which it won't be. Yeah, I'd say an easy yes on that one.